I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by David Butler, who is father to Bear and a full-time carer, and his full-time carer, and he set up a GoFundMe page to help raise funds for a specially adapted vehicle so his son could get hospital appointments. And I spoke to David back, I think it was May or June, so you're very welcome back today, David, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, Dave, when I spoke to you back there in, I must have been May or June, you set up a GoFundMe page and to help, as we said, Bear get a special adapted vehicle. How did it go?
Yeah, Debbie, well, it's a bit of a different story talking to you today, because I'm really happy to say that after a lot of work behind the scenes and a long road, we've managed to obtain a suitable vehicle for Bear and to transport him and his chair around.
Brilliant.
So, as I said, it's a totally different story from when I first spoke to you back in May or June. Our campaign was fantastic. We got great traction from the likes of yourselves and the media, and also the public support has been fantastic. So, as I said, we've obtained a suitable vehicle for him, and we could not have done it without the incredible generosity, love and support shown to us throughout our campaign. We were campaigning for quite a time, a good few months. It was hard graft, but we could never really thank everyone enough. Now, we didn't manage to raise our target, but we managed to raise enough through the kindness of strangers, friends, family and some private donors as well.
Brilliant.
And we couldn't have done it without these people, because unfortunately, you know, the government side, the support side is still up in the air, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, that, you know, it doesn't surprise me really. But just to remind listeners, Bear, he's 8 years old, isn't he? He's 8 years now.
Yeah, he's 8 years old.
But
yeah,
he suffered a stroke at birth, resulting in him having cerebral palsy along with other medical conditions such as epilepsy and autism. And he was unable to leave his home because there was no government funding, as you said. And so you set up the GoFundMe page to try and get him. Like, he couldn't even really go to hospital appointments or see his family, his nanny and, you know, members of his family, which he was stuck indoors.
That's right, Debbie. We were basically locked down from, I suppose, from the first lockdown, even when things opened up way back in, I can't even remember now because the years have just gone by, but we essentially we'd lost time. We couldn't leave the house. We had a garden, luckily, we could go outside in. But other than that, we were stuck in. We couldn't see friends, family. More importantly, we couldn't go to any hospital appointments, and Bear has quite a complex medical life, so we have various therapies and various hospital appointments, and luckily we've been able to catch up on them. It's been quite intense now the last few weeks. We've been out every other day at them, but luckily we can catch up on them. But essentially, as you say, we couldn't even attend the hospital appointments, and it was apart from the mental health of being stuck in for him, to not be able to attend your child's hospital appointments was just, it was scary, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, you don't realise, I've only kind of realised how hard it is, because my own mum now is getting older and she's in a wheelchair, to try and get that person to, like, as you even said, simple tasks like hospital appointments can be very hard. And we still need to do a lot of work here in Ireland to help people with disabilities, you know, even of transport. That's the one thing that you needed for your son. And for my mum, like, she's lucky she has us to bring her up, but some days if maybe one of us can't, like, she's stuck at home and can't get up to a hospital appointment, you know, unless you're on waiting lists. I just spoke to Helen there before you, David, and her son was diagnosed with autism going back when he was 3, but like that, she researched herself, like you, worked on her own stuff to try and get it out there and to do as much research on autism for her son. But it's like, it's a constant fight and battle here to kind of get anything you need for, you know, your son, your child.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to Helen there before I was on there, and it's just heartbreaking. Like, we're one family, Helen's just one family affected by this, and, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to drum up such phenomenal support from the general public, but many families would not be in a position to do so through one reason or another. And every time, even now, you know, we have the suitable transport. It's still a military operation any time we leave the house, which we couldn't do, but we can do now. We still have the war paint on, unfortunately, because we still have to advocate for more supports around not just transport, but basic rights for the disability community.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I said to you before, back in May, parents of children with disabilities have to fight every day to access even basic services. And we're not alone, you know, and we're parents of a child with disability. As you say, your mother's in a wheelchair. To try and get even basic services, support around, you know, trying to get hospital appointments, even to get onto waiting lists, it's just... It's unless you're in the kind of know and you're not in the position, people would not believe you. You could write a book on it and people would think you're making it up, really, you know.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's very hard. But you know what?
I'm
delighted, Davey. You know, at least you got the vehicle to bring Bear around, and at least he's getting out. He's getting to his hospital appointments. It's a step in the right direction. And I know it's a constant battle and a constant fight that you're kind of doing. Like, you're his full-time carer. So it must be constant with you every day trying to get, you know, what he's entitled to.
It is. I mean, it's like we're just over the moon. It's opened up a whole new world for us, being able to get out and about. Apart from catching up on essentially lost time and hospital appointments, it gives Bear some semblance of normality in quite a complex world for him. His mental well-being has greatly improved, we've noticed, and it does make life that little bit easier. As you say, he needs help with everyday tasks that most people would take for granted. But, you know, we're used to that now. He's 8 years old, and the fact that we have the transport now just makes things that bit easier for us. And as I said, we couldn't have done it without the incredible support from the people who really supported our campaign. And, you know, the kindness has just been overwhelming, to be honest with you.
That's brilliant. Listen, David, thanks for just coming on and telling us about that. I'm delighted to see that he has got it, because I know, like, been stuck in a house for over a year, it's not good for anybody's mental health, and I'm delighted he has it. But look, keep in touch, let us know how Bear is doing, and if there's anything else you want to get out there, if there's any more fundraising going on or anything, do get in touch with us and we'll get it out there for you, okay?
I will indeed, Debbie, and thanks a million for having me on both times to share Bear's story. It's been incredible. Thanks a million. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and give Bear our love. Thanks, David.
I will indeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.